The River Man. The Danish name for this story is Åmanden. So if you know how to pronounce Å, just replace the word river in the story with the word Åmanden. The highest hill in Denmark is 173 meters high, and therefore our rivers are small and the speed of the water is moderate. We call a small river like that in Å. In a super flat landscape like the landscape of Lolland, the Å was slow and dull and very small. One of these Å was Rydde Å. Rydde Å in the days of our story started just outside Rydde, a small village. Then it ran through the flat landscape until it found a sea not far from Øllingesøgård, the big farm. It must have been a larger and much more vital Å than it is today, when it's just a small ditch with a little water and not flowing at all.
Niels Poulsen was a young man, no family yet. He had recently graduated from the Royal Agricultural School in Copenhagen and was on his way to his first assignment as a farm steward on the Øllingesøgård estate. The estate was located on the dark flat island called Lolland, as far from civilization as you can go in Denmark. The lord of the estate wanted to modernize his farm, and Niels knew he was perfect for the job. On his way down south, he looked out on the flat landscape of Zealand. More and more poverty and hopelessness was revealed as the coach journeyed further and further away from Copenhagen. After Kur, he fell asleep and didn't wake up until the coachman called out, "We're in Grasshave. You told me that is where you want to get off." Niels tumbled down from the coach. The coachman gave him his luggage and waited for a tip, though that never came. Niels stood in the late afternoon sun and looked at the smallest town he had ever been in. A church, a grocer's shop, a shoemaker, a blacksmith, a barn and four houses. That was it. "Welcome here, Poulsen," said an old man standing waiting for Niels. "I hope you had a good journey down here." It was an old man with kind eyes and weathered skin. "Yes," said Niels, "it was fine. I'm the old farm steward, and I'm going to resign as soon as you can take over all my duties," said the old man as he took Niels's luggage to the coach standing on the other side of the little high street. A young woman, very young indeed, passed by and stared at the stranger. "Hello, Lisbeth," said the old man to the young woman. "This is the new steward on Øllingesøgård." She smiled and nodded at the stranger. Lisbeth went into the grocer's shop and locked the door. Niels could see that she very quickly turned around inside the store and peered through the curtains. The old man drove Niels up to Øllingesøgård, where he was housed in one of the buildings a little away from the main house. Next day, he was shown around by the old farm steward. Niels made a long list of all the things they needed to invest in right away. And the old man made sure that Niels saw every part of the estate. The last thing the old steward showed Niels was the ford, which they crossed to the fields furthest away from the farmhouse. It was located just where the River Rood approached the sea a few miles to the west. The Rood twisted its way through the landscape, and just on this spot, it was shallow enough to pass through the water on foot or with coaches. "This ford over the River Rood is where the River Man reigns. When we cross it, we must make an offering to the River Man," said the old steward. "If we have a load of potatoes, we give him a sack. If we cross with a basket of eggs, we give him 12. Or some meat, or whatever we bring across the River Man's ford. In that way we are safe The riverman will never harm anyone who shows him kindness. When Niels heard of the riverman, a spirit of some kind living in the water, he could hardly hold back his laughter. He didn't say anything to the old man, but in his mind he started thinking how he could use this strange superstition to benefit himself. And so a new era on the farm began. Niels introduced new machines and new farming methods, and it was all very confusing for the farm workers. But Niels assured them that he would always give the riverman what he needed. And when they saw Niels leaving his offerings at the ford, the farm workers knew they could always pass safely through the water. The truth was that Niels was filling sacks with potato peelings instead of potatoes, or old newspapers instead of rye, wheat, or barley, then leaving them in the ford for the riverman. He then took the sacks of real goods down to the grocery shop and sold them. Niels's purse was filling up at great speed. Lisbeth, the daughter of the grocer, watched Niels as he made these shady deals with her father. She knew he was lying to the farm workers and cheating the lord of the estate, but she still was charmed by the young man. There were not a lot of young men around, so when he invited her out for walks in the moonlight and started giving her gifts from the town, she couldn't resist his attention. Niels thought that Lisbeth was rather primitive compared with the countesses and rich ladies of Copenhagen, but he had good fun taking these walks. And when it was cold outside, he invited her into his house to get warm. After a while, Lisbeth realized she was pregnant. She told her mother, who told her husband, the grocer. They came into the kitchen where Lisbeth was sitting by the table crying.
"Well then, you must marry him right away," said the grocer. "You are a disgrace to your mother and I."
"He will not marry me," said Lisbeth, sobbing. "He wants to marry some rich girl in Copenhagen. And he said he wasn't sure he was the father, because primitive country girls sleep with everyone." When the grocer heard this, he threw her out of the house into the winter darkness. Lisbeth sobbed as she walked out of the village towards the ford. It was one of the first days with no frost, so the melting snow had filled the river. When she came to the ford, the water was high. She stood on a stone next to the ford and said goodbye to the world, closed her eyes and jumped into the gushing waters. But instead of being swept out to sea, she landed on the sandy island in the middle of the riverman's ford, and to her surprise, she was alive and completely dry. The riverman had refused to accept her as an offering, and she knew what he was asking of her. She should live and give birth to the child. She sobbed and cried. "But how can I do that? I do not have a home." The old shoemaker and his wife were passing that evening and heard her cries. They called out and asked if they could help her. They offered her a place to stay in their house, and the old shoemaker began to wade into the water. In that moment, the riverman's ford became completely dry, and the old man could easily walk out to the girl. He gave her his coat and helped her onto the stone on the riverbank, where his wife was waiting. When they left the ford, the river roared with the waters that had been held back by the riverman. Lisbeth was given a nice warm bed in the kitchen of the shoemaker's, and when she laid her head on the pillow, she silently thanked the riverman for saving her life and giving her a new home. Niels was beginning to feel the pressure. The lord of Olingsgaard estate was angry. He had found out Niels had been stealing from him. And the grocer was furious too. Niels had got his only daughter pregnant and had abandoned her. And one Saturday afternoon, Niels looked out of the window
and saw that the lord of Olingsegaard estate was striding towards his house. Niels looked in the other direction and saw the angry grocer with a walking stick in his hand making his way along the drive. Niels, feeling the threat from both men, decided to run away. Outside his house stood a gig with a horse ready to drive him away from the danger. He grabbed his purse, stuffed with money, put a few things in a bag, then ran out and jumped in a gig. He grabbed his purse, stuffed with money, put a few things in a bag, then ran out and jumped in the gig, and with the crack of a whip, he was gone. Niels was speeding towards the ford of the river, and he knew once he crossed the ford, he would find himself on the road to Nakskov, and from there he could get himself to Copenhagen. But when he entered the ford, an incredible force gathered a rising spiral of water beneath Niels, the gig, and the horse, lifting them 10 feet above the water level. It spun them around and around, faster and faster, and then flung them out to sea. The lord of Olingsegaard and the grocer ran down to the ford looking for Niels. By the time they got there, the water was calm. They looked towards the sea, and on the beach stood a gig and a horse, shaken but in good condition. Niels was nowhere to be seen. Soon after this event, a young shoemaker came to work in the shoemaker's workshop. The old shoemaker wanted to retire, and as he did not have a son, he had made an advertisement in the shoemaker's magazine. The young shoemaker came from the island of Funen. His name was Jakob, and when he met Lisbeth, there were stars in their eyes. It didn't worry him one bit that Lisbeth carried a child. "I will make this child my own, and there will be many more," he said with a smile. They were married on a cold March day, and when the couple walked down to the ford and left an offering for the riverman, they heard a whisper, "Come here at Easter, and there will be money for you." So when Easter came in early April, Lisbeth and Jakob went down to the ford and searched for the promised money. There was a lot of water in the ford that day, and they couldn't see anything that looked like money in the water or on the stones. Suddenly, Jakob jumped from the stone on the bank into the middle of the water. Lisbeth thought he had gone mad, and she remembered how she had tried to drown herself and that the ford had gone totally dry the moment she had entered the water. It did not happen here. Rather the contrary. Jakob was lifted up, and like a boat, he sailed on the water out towards the ocean. And he was gone. Lisbeth thought she had lost him. But then suddenly she saw him waving with something in his hand as he walked back to Lisbeth. She smiled with relief, and as he came close, she saw he was holding a purse full of money. They were thrilled and started dreaming about how they would spend it on the house and the workshop. But when they looked inside the purse, they saw the name Niels. They agreed to let the owner of Olingsegaard decide what to do with all that money. The lord heard the story and told Jakob how he saw Niels being taken away by the riverman. And then he said, "I think the riverman intended this money for you, Lisbeth, and the little baby." Jakob thanked the owner and insisted that some of the money should be given to the staff of Olingsegaard as a gift from the riverman, so they always should remember to honour and worship him.
Perfect.